And welcome to Friday edition for June the 5th, 2020. I don't have a guest this week. Just didn't get one arranged. A lot of things going on. But what we did do, we attended by telephone the Hoopa Valley Tribal Council meeting. We had an item on the agenda. It was number 6, I believe, or something like that. And as I waited online and listened to the discussion for the executive session and continuing business, the last few items on continuing business took a little while. There were talk about the General Welfare Fund and the form that needed to be filled out. In a previous council decision, it was voted to allocate $1,000 to every adult member of the Hoopa Valley tribe and $500 to every minor age person of the Hoopa Valley tribe. And that was to be done, and people were expecting that and wondering, well, where is that? And then the next thing we know, we were told to pick up a application form, a general welfare form that had to be filled out. You could only get them at the mini mart, post office, or the neighborhood facilities. And then eventually it came online and you're able to download it. And it asked you questions of how you were affected by COVID-19 and that these funds were available for the Hoopa Valley tribe for expenses incurred due to COVID-19 or lost wages. Someone who is affected. And that had to be signed and under the penalty of perjury. So that raised some questions and concerns, and people were confused. They thought they were going to get that $1,000. The new impression that we got was only the people who filled out this form was going to get the $1,000. Well, that was discussed at the council meeting last night. Perhaps the tribal chairman will talk more about this in his report later on today. Have some more details to it, but from what I was hearing on the phone, I came to the understanding that the form that is being filled out is to protect the Hoopa Valley tribe and tribal members from future requests of the Treasury Department coming back and wanting those monies audited. Were these funds allocated for the purposes that they were received? To address financial costs due to the COVID-19. The Office of Tribal Attorney explained that it's a precautionary measure to have that form filled out just in case the Treasury Department does come back in the future and expect to have a financial report with documents stating that this money was spent in accordance to their guidelines to address the expenses of COVID-19. And we're told that these documents, these forms, are not being sent to the Treasury Department. They are being held right here in the Hoopa Valley and Hoopa Valley Tribal buildings. So it doesn't go anywhere. It's a form. Everybody will still get their funds. There was a question about, why $1,000? How come it's not $2,000? And how come more people weren't involved? Maybe the chairman will explain more about this, but it was my understanding that there will be a meeting of people of interest, those that were attending that meeting in person last night, and anyone else, I believe, and there will be a more of a discussion to talk about, well, what limits are there, or how can more money be released, what are the expenses that the Hoopa Valley tribe has incurred, all of the food expenses and the cleaning supplies and all of the things that we have been used in this pandemic situation have expense cost something. And this money is to reimburse the Hoopa Valley tribe those expenses. That's the issue that will be discussed, and they'll come up with a final decision, and then the money will be released. That's my understanding. Maybe the tribal chairman can address that further, or your Hoopa Valley Tribal Council member could address that further. But eventually, we will have adult members, $1,000, minor aged members, $500. That will happen. Question was raised, well, how about those tribal members who have been adopted by non-tribal families, and how will they be addressed? And off-reservation tribal members, so there's going to be a letter sent out to everybody. That's my understanding, explaining this whole process. So I hope that resolves the confusion, as some people are thinking, yeah, they were going to give us $1,000, and now they're pulling it back, and they're only going to give some people $1,000. No, everyone is going to get $1,000. Everyone's going to get the $500, depending on your age, either $1,000 or $500. That will be done. The question is when. Soon is all I can say. As I say, the tribal chairman, your tribal council representative, can probably give you a more definitive answer to that. There's a long council meeting. I thought I was going to get in and get out, but I was on that phone till about 9 o'clock. I'll come back and tell you the rest of my story. Thanks for listening.